Well, have you ever wondered what questions to ask your financial advisor, or even why those questions are crucial? Well, in today's episode, we're going to tackle exactly that and discuss the vital questions that bring some transparency and depth to your financial advisory relationship. It's about getting clarity on how advisors work, what they specialize in, and how all of that should align with your financial goals. So on today's show, we're going to cover the questions you should ask your financial advisor. Let's get to it.
Time for the Retirement Roadmap Podcast with registered financial consultant Glenn Mosseller.
It's another edition of the Retirement Roadmap. Walter Storholt here alongside Glenn Mosseller, registered financial consultant, founder and president of Roadmap Financial Consulting. You can find us online at roadmapfinancial.com and book your free consultation today. Glenn, you ready for another great episode today?
Absolutely, Walter. Let's get to it.
Wonderful. Let's dive into it today. It's a simple one. We're talking about important questions to ask your financial advisor. And so I'm just going to throw you the questions, Glenn. You let us know why these would be good ideas to ask your advisor, whether it's someone you're working with for a long time or maybe if you're interviewing a new advisor to work with. That sound good to you?
That sounds like a winner. Let's do it.
All right. I'm not going, you know, usually I say, okay, let's start with an easy one. I'm not going to start you off with an easy one today, Glenn. Coming right out of the gate firing here. How do you get paid? Kind of maybe a tough question to ask in a lot of industries directly to someone, I would imagine. But in your case, Glenn, advisors should be transparent about this, right?
Well, absolutely, Walter. They ought to be. And, you know, and there's a variety of different models out there, right? I mean, there are some folks that are just, you know, they will charge for putting together a plan. You know, there's others that, you know, that are going to, you know, make a percentage on, you know, assets under management. You know, there's also, commission-based, advisors that could be within the markets. It could be with the insurance industry. You know, there's lots of different ways, but again, you want to make sure that your advisor is being transparent with you about that. And the reality is that, I mean, that it's not necessarily a right or wrong or good or bad. You know, you want to be looking for somebody who has a fiduciary responsibility to you. You know, and that's kind of a buzzword that's out there, and you really need to understand what that means and how that works. And a lot of times, you know, folks get this idea that it's like, well, if there's any commissions involved at all, then that's just like, you know, I mean, that's just like you cannot have that. That's just a terrible thing. And, you know, and it's, you know, the reality is that it might be in certain cases. However, you know, if you just kind of knock that completely off the radar screen and say, well, I can't deal with an advisor that gets paid, you know, in that manner, well, then that means that you're going to take, you know, virtually, if not all of the, you know, insurance models or different products completely off the table. Is it right to say that, well, there's nobody in any case whatsoever that would ever need an annuity or would ever need any kind of a life insurance, you know, policy or would ever need any kind of a long-term care, you know, policy? Well, you know, that's obviously not accurate. So you've got to really understand, you know, how that works and, you know, how they are going to get paid. And, you know, and also how the industry is within the different types of products that are out there. And, you know, in general, it's nicer to see fee-based, because then it's really easy to, you know, understand and figure out. But you also need to, you know, just to take everything with a grain of salt with all the different, you know, generalities that are out there and realize that, okay, well, there might be certain situations that what you thought to be true might not really be true, that there might be reasons to take a look at something else. And, you know, with when you're asking that question. But again, you want to just be informed. It's just taking in the information and saying, okay, well, does that make sense? Was it in line, or are they getting dramatically compensated, you know, and it doesn't seem like that's really, you know, the right thing. You're going to have questions within questions, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, Walter. And you really need to understand how all of that works. And, you know, it starts with that basic question, you know, well, how do you get paid? And, you know, and hopefully, you know, you don't even have to ask that question. I mean, you know, hopefully when you're in that interview and, you know, that's something that they just divulge right off the bat, and they just say, you know, well, listen, I need for you to understand that, you know, this is how I get compensated and so forth. And, you know, if you start to get that, you know, kind of a, you know, give and take in the conversation, you know, right away, I mean, you can start to feel a little bit better about it versus it's just like if it feels like you're pulling teeth to get the answer to that question.
All great points on that one, Glenn. So yeah, how do you get paid? Look for a lot of different directions that that answer can then take you in, and you covered that pretty well there, Glenn. All right, what about another question here to ask your financial advisor? What does your typical client look like? Why would that be important to ask, and what could the answers potentially reveal?
Right, Walter. Well, I mean, it's kind of that situation where I've made the analogy in the past where, you know, you want to be asking yourself the question, you know, do you really want to have somebody who does everything for everybody, or do you want a specialist, you know? And you can kind of make a little bit of an analogy in terms of the medical field, right? I mean, when you're going to see a doctor, you know, particularly if it's something, you know, that, you know, is not just like a general like cold or something like that, you know, more and more folks, you know, particularly as you get older, you know, you're going to start to see a specialist, right? I mean, if you're having heart problems, you know, you're not going to want to go see a general practitioner, you know, you're going to want to go see a heart specialist, right? Well, you know, the same thing holds true with, you know, when you're looking at, you know, at finances, you know, you want to make sure that you're working with somebody who, you know, who really specializes in the area where, you know, you need help. You know, if you're younger and you're in the accumulation years, you know, you might be looking for somebody who's, you know, who's really good at, you know, at finding, you know, those growth opportunities and that type of thing. As you transition more to retirement, you know, it's more of a preservation and distribution and understanding, you know, what retirement income is going to look like, and understanding, how having to make withdrawals, you know, within accounts is, you know, can potentially, you know, can be, you know, significantly different than, you know, just adding new money in and, you know, and making sure that they understand that and they have that skill set. They are normally, you know, somebody who's a retirement type of specialist, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to completely throw out all growth possibilities in, you know, in all cases, but they're far more interested in making sure that, you know, you preserve what you have and you're able to, you know, consistently, you know, have income coming in that's going to last you and give you the lifestyle for what you saved for, you know, if that makes sense, Walter. I mean, you know, you really want to just kind of see, you know, what their specialty is, you know, what, you know, the age of the client, you know, what their maybe the net worth of the typical client is, you know, and those types of things. And you know, you really got to, you know, raise the red flag up a little bit. It's just like, oh, well, I've got, you know, lots of clients in all different areas, and you know, I work with everybody, and I know, you know, everything about everything. You know, well nobody's going to be that glib about it. But on the other hand, it's just like, you know, you kind of have to put on your, you know, your inspector hat, so to speak, and say, okay, well, you know, let's just see if this is really going to be a good fit, you know, and if their specialty is in the areas that I need.
I think that's a great point. Yeah, you're looking for a generalist or a specialist. You can kind of view it through that same lens of going to the doctor, right? And what is the need for your ailment? And if so, right. Retirement's kind of a specific thing. You want somebody that is dialed in that arena. You know, if you're looking for somebody to help you pick the next best Bitcoin, then, you know, a standard retirement, you know, kind of focus or planner may not be the best fit for you. So these are good questions to ask. That's why we're covering them today. Let's talk about investment philosophy, Glenn, a good evolution maybe of that typical client conversation. People can just ask that question straight up to you, right? What's your investment philosophy?
Sure. No, I mean, it makes sense, and to understand that, and again, it's gonna likely fit more into, you know, what is your typical client, you know, look like. It's almost as like a subset of that question. But, you know, you really want to, you know, understand, you know, where they are, what their expertise is, you know, and what their overall, you know, objectives are in terms of, you know, when working with their clients. And, you know, and obviously, you know, you want to work with somebody who is going to understand who you are and what your philosophy is, you know, and you know, largely, I mean, you want to try to have, you know, as best a match as you can have. You know, you may not find the exact match, and it's not to say that you have to have the exact same philosophy as what your advisor is going to have, but you want to be working with an advisor that has, you know, flexibility that, you know, within reason, right? I mean, it's just like we were just talking about, you know, if you're talking about like a growth advisor, for somebody who's younger and looking to, you know, just a pure like looking, you know, have growth in their portfolio as they're building their nest egg. Well, yeah, I mean, you could find different folks that are, you know, that are dialed in on growth, but one advisor might like this sector versus that sector, or you know, or that kind of thing. Whereas, you know, that typically there's going to be some diversification in within that. And so, you know, most of those types of advisors are going to have that flexibility within what they put together for you as an overall plan. And once they understand, you know, who you are and what you're looking for, you know, on the other side of the spectrum, when you're looking at, you know, at retirement, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, where the advisor is first of all, they're understanding, you know, who you are and what your goals are, what, you know, your objectives, your fears, and, you know, your overall plan is what are you wanting to achieve, right? And you know, and making sure that, you know, that's a good fit in terms of, you know, it's like how are you going to, you know, go about creating a reliable income stream for me, you know, or, you know, for us, you know, as a married couple, you know, and then just kind of looking at that and, you know, hearing what they have to say and, you know, and, you know, and how that may mesh with where you are. And, you know, do they have knowledge and information that they can actually, you know, make you, you know, more educated and understand, you know, and with more depth as to what you're really looking for. I mean, because let's face it, I mean, you, most people, you know, have spent their whole life, if they've been focused on saving for retirement, it's been more about, you know, growth, putting as much money away as they can, trying to have it grow and whatnot. But, you know, transitioning to retirement income and making it last and preserving those assets, that's, you know, that's a little different, you know, if not quite a bit different. And, you know, and they can have a general sense of that. But, you know, for the most part, a lot of folks who are making that transition, you know, into the retirement years, you know, they really are going to need some guidance and, you know, and a little additional, you know, help in terms of understanding and education as to, you know, so what that means, not only in terms of, you know, how they're going to allocate the portfolio in terms of, you know, different sectors and volatility and whatnot, but also, you know, in terms of having tax aware planning and how are you going to get money out of the account and not get, you know, overly taxed, you know, what kind of strategies are there as well. I mean, it's important to really understand all of that as you're working with someone.
All right, Glenn, so here is another good question to ask. How about exploring how much contact you have with your clients? Is that a fair question to ask? Kind of clarifying, are we going to be meeting in person? Are we going to be talking on the phone or Zoom meetings? Just general, like, what's our communication style going to be?
Right. No, absolutely, Walter. It should be, you know, because you want to have somebody who's on the same page with you, right? And, you know, and there are, you know, some advisors that, you know, that is absolutely where I want to meet with you on this regular basis, you know, or, you can, you know, and for some folks that is like, hey, you're speaking my language. I want to get together on, you know, on this regular basis, you know, whether it's, you know, bimonthly or quarterly or semi-annually or whatever the case may be. Others are going to, you know, other advisors might say, well, you know, gosh, you know, we're going to just get together, you know, maybe once a year or twice a year or something. And that's really what, you know, that's what we're going to do. You know, I mean, for me personally, you know, what I like to do is I like to have a conversation with the client because everybody's a little bit different. You know, some folks want to, you know, get together a bit more often, and others, you know, once they have a plan that they're comfortable with, so it's like they just soon not see you, you know, all the time. So it's, you know, it's really, you know, what is the right fit, you know, because it's like, you know, if you have somebody who wants to meet all the time and you're only meeting once or twice a year, they're going to feel ignored. Whereas, you know, someone who, you know, wants to only meet once or twice a year, and if you're trying to meet with them all the time, they're going to feel like you're a pest. So, you know, you got to find that right mix and that right balance. And, you know, and so it's, you know, it's going to be a little different for everybody. But I also think that it's important that, you know, that, you know, even if you're not having a conversation or you're not getting a face-to-face meeting, whether it's on, you know, online or even in person, you know, just that you have regular communications coming out to you, you know, from the advisor, you know, it, you know, it's like there might be just kind of news types of things of what's going on or, you know, or those kinds of things. Just regular contact, you know, just to help know that they're there, right? And you know, and then that oftentimes is, you know, is really helpful for folks because they know it's just like, okay, you know, I hear from them on a regular basis, even if it's not just, you know, an interaction and a conversation, but maybe something in the mail, maybe something by, you know, by email, just to know that they're there and to realize that, you know, hey, you know, they're available, you know, if I need to reach out, then they're there, you know, and so, because different situations, you know, come about, you know, Walter, I mean, I have some clients that we meet, you know, a few times a year, you know, on normally, but then, you know, something, there's a few things that are going on in their life, you know, that just kind of life changes that create a situation where, you know, hey, we've got to meet, you know, on a pretty regular basis because we've got to, something happened that need to make some adjustments and changes. And so, you know, we do what we need to do, so to speak. And, you know, it's just like when we need to make adjustments, then we meet, you know, significantly more often and, you know, and do what's necessary. And I think that, you know, for them, I found that works really well for folks because that, you know, I'm there for, you know, with them, you know, as they need and want to be. And, you know, versus it's like, you know, telling them, okay, we're going to meet, you know, this particular time, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And they feel almost like they're being ordered around where, you know, that people today, you know, they really don't want to see that or have that sense of things that, you know, they want it to be a, you know, an interaction and more of a relationship than something other than that.
Great points on that one, Glenn. Let's talk about educational resources. Do you provide them? What kind? What variety? And I think this is an important question for people to ask, to kind of just know, like, is this a one-time relationship or am I going to continually be educated with your firm and in this relationship?
Right. Right. Well, I know that's important, Walter. And that's kind of what I was talking about in terms of, you know, reaching out with newsletters and that's one of the reasons why I do the podcast, you know, is to be able to, you know, it's like, you know, I mean, if I have, you know, lots of my, you know, clients, well, you know, they listen to it, you know, each week, you know, or if they miss a week, then maybe they catch up on it, or maybe they listen to it, you know, once a month or something like that, but every so often, but they know that it's there, and, you know, and they know that, you know, we're going to cover a wide variety of topics and, you know, and talk about a lot of different things. And so it's again, it's another way of interacting without necessarily, you know, interacting, if you will. And it's, you know that that's there, you know, from time to time, you know, we do, you know, educational events, you know, and invite folks in and whatnot. And it's important, you know, that be the case and, you know, and people know that you're staying current with what's going on in the world and, you know, and maybe different, you know, tax laws or different things that might change in terms of, you know, how things might get structured and where some advantages might, you know, come into, or, you know, things that used to be more advantageous, you know, or maybe less so, or maybe there's going to be some sunsetting of something and maybe you want to kind of, you know, get in there and do something before a deadline comes. You know, it's important to know that your advisor is looking out for you.
All right, Glenn, we've got a couple more to hit here before we wrap up this episode talking about these questions to ask your financial advisor. Let's talk about emergencies. I think this is an important one to cover. But, you know, what happens if there's an emergency with my finances and let's say you're on vacation, Glenn, or you're unavailable? You know, what plan is there in place? This seems like one that people wouldn't think to ask, but probably a good thing to cover.
No, it absolutely is. And, you know, and of course it depends upon the, you know, particular situation, you know. I mean, you know, some firms are going to, you know, maybe somebody goes on vacation and then they're going to leave it to another advisor who's there, who's going to take those questions or, you know, or those phone calls or whatever, you know. And I mean, others, you know, I mean, I like to just make sure that, you know, that my clients, you know, have my cell phone number, right? And they can reach out to me, you know, and, you know, and they know it's, even if I've gone on vacation or if I'm, you know, if I'm away for, you know, a couple of days or something like that, I'm still accessible, right? I mean, I'm still there. I mean, they have my email address, they've got my phone number, you know, it's, you know, and that kind of situation, you know, I'm going to be back in touch with them, you know, very quickly, you know, and it's like, if it's something that's immediate, you know, they obviously they're going to let me know that, you know, and it's like, I'm going to be back with them, you know, probably within that same day, you know, but it's not going to be that, oh, well, gosh, they're away. And so I just have to wait till they come back, you know, kind of thing. You never want to have that situation, you know, whether you have that kind of relationship with your advisor, like we're just talking about, or if you're with a different, you know, type of firm that, you know, that when somebody goes on vacation, you know, maybe you're going to be talking to, you know, a different advisor, you know, who's, you know, maybe they know a little bit more about your situation or not. not, I don't know. I mean, that's I've never really worked in that case, because it's like I want to really make sure that that relationship is strong with my clients, and that they know that I'm available. But in any case, you know, you want to know the answer to that question, right? If something happens, maybe it's on a weekend or something. You want to make sure that you can reach out and get in touch with somebody. You know, you want to know how that would work and what that's going to look like, before you really engage that advisor.
Yep, that's a great point, Glenn. All right, last one here, and it's just an extension kind of that emergency question, but just without the emergency umbrella. And that is to clarify with an advisor that you're thinking about working with, is that going to be your real point of contact? Are you going to be working with the advisor, or someone on the team, or both, or a junior advisor? Like, what's that structure really start to shape up and look like? Because that's going to then dictate how a lot of these other things happen, I would imagine, the education, the communication strategies and all that kind of stuff.
Well, no, that's exactly right, Walter. And like you say, I mean, it's kind of connected with that previous question a little bit. I mean, I think one of the most important pieces of that is that most people, if they've worked hard and they've saved, throughout their whole life, I mean, and they've got significant resources, you know, they want to kind of have a team, right? I mean, they want to know that it's like, you're working with a primary advisor, occasionally, it's just like if there's something that's just like, hey, maybe they needed an extra distribution, they need a little extra money or whatnot. Well, that's something that, they can make sure that gets done, by making a phone call or sending an email, and then, somebody gets back to them and works out those details and make sure that they get what they need. Or, on a bigger, kind of a macro, philosophy kind of idea is making sure that, that you have an advisor who's open-minded to work with your other advisors, whether it be like, maybe your tax advisor or your estate planning, advisor, those kinds of things. You want to make sure that that the right hand and the left hand knows what the other is doing, so that, you don't have unintended consequences. Maybe you have a really good legal plan and then you have a really good financial plan, but if they're not coordinated, you could have an oops moment, and that oops moment could come after you passed, and it was like it could have been avoided, to have that, maybe a conflict or something that just wasn't really coordinated as well as it could have been if they would have been working together and more open to that, and that's sometimes a challenge, because sometimes there's certain advisors or certain quote unquote professionals that don't really want to have that. They feel like they're being challenged or whatever, and I think should be a red flag. I mean, I think it's important to realize that it's like, you're as a professional, you're going to have certain areas that are your expertise, but then there's going to be other folks that are going to be maybe have more involved knowledge in terms of the tax preparation and or the tax planning and those kinds of things, or like I say, in terms of your estate plans. I mean, you want to make sure that there is some coordination there, because it's critically important. I mean, you don't want to work your entire life, and then just have a situation where it's just like, well, there's a conflict because my advisors, didn't know what the other one was doing. I mean, that just doesn't make sense. But, you'd be surprised, Walter, as how many times that kind of thing actually does happen, and it really should be avoided, and it really is not that difficult to avoid if you find the right advisors and you're asking the right questions.
Ask the right questions. We gave you a bunch of good ones on today's show, folks. And so if you have further questions or needs for clarification on something that we discussed today, or if you'd like to proceed with a complimentary financial review, Glenn Mosseller can walk you through that conversation and that planning process. You can set up that free consultation by going to roadmapfinancial.com. Meet with Glenn in person or remotely, whatever's convenient for you, and start discussing your financial future and retirement. All you have to do, once again, is go to roadmapfinancial.com, or you can call 336-291-3535. That's 336-291-3535. Thanks for all the help on today's show, Glenn, and thank you for listening to the program today. And we will look forward to talking to you again next time, right back here on the Retirement Roadmap.